I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a blackmouth cur, and it's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. My dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food. We'll be scooping our Dynavite, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secure.
Through the Grapevine is more than just a wine show, Darren.
Bonnie, we talk about wine, we sample wine, we even sell wine.
Ah, but Robert Louis Stevenson said, wine is bottled poetry. So not only do we sample wines,
we enrich our minds.
Join us every Thursday at Brown Derby International Wine Center for Through the Grapevine.
A mind-enriching journey through wine.
Thursdays at 5 p.m. on KWTO AM 560 at 93.3 FM. Can a tree change a life? At Trees for the Future, we believe trees make all the difference in the fight against poverty, hunger, and climate change. Through a proven permaculture method called the Forest Garden Approach, Trees for the Future has positively impacted more than 26,000 farmers and their children. Are you ready to leave a lasting impact on the world? Find out how to plant seeds of hope this season at trees.org/radio. That's trees.org/radio.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
It is Dr. Norman Shealy with you for the rest of the hour, and you can be here too at 862-9977-800-375-0056. For Open Line Thursday, the best time of the year to talk about how you are going to avoid drugs and stay healthy and keep healthy for the entire year. And he's changed my microphone. Hopefully that's going to make it better. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Alan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. Usually listen to the podcast on the telephone of Vincent Finelli show, and every Monday you're on there. And one time, you were talking about using castor oil for cataracts.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't have cataracts anymore. They've been removed, and I've got artificial lenses, but I have glaucoma in my left eyes. Do you have any natural product you can recommend for me to use for this glaucoma?
I do not know a natural product for glaucoma. However, there is a technique called biofeedback. Now, I don't know an optometrist or ophthalmologist who uses it, but they actually have a system, and it's been around for almost 40 years, of feeding back the pressure in your eyes so you can change it mentally. And so I would ask an ophthalmologist or an optometrist if they know anyone who does biofeedback for glaucoma.
All right, biofeedback.
Biofeedback, yeah. It gives you a picture or a sound of the pressure in the eye, and you can mentally change the pressure.
All right.
Sounds far out, but it's been around. It's been around since the mid-70s.
All right. I'll have to, so it'd be like an optometrist or an ophthalmologist.
Yes.
That would know about that. All right, maybe I can look that up on the internet.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing about the internet, the ability to find stuff like that.
All right, great. Thanks for your advice.
Hey, thank you for calling. Happy New Year.
All right. Yeah, same to you. Bye.
862-9977-800-375-0056. And folks, don't forget, it is the dry, cold season of the year when your skin is screaming for moisture. But water doesn't do it. whereas backcountry naturals emu oil is the greatest thing in the world for your skin and your lips, as the K-A-L-A-Y-A lip balm. But the backcountry naturals oil is good for muscle pain, even for plantar fasciitis, for all kinds of, any kind of skin problem or muscle problem, rub on the backcountry natural emu oil. And your skin will love it, moisturizing. Available at most pharmacies and health food stores throughout the greater Ozarks. Backcountry Naturals. And don't forget, their monster emu oil capsules loaded with omega-3s, free of mercury. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Jennifer, good afternoon.
Hi there, Dr. Shealy. I'm 67. I have osteoporosis, and it's getting worse. And I've been taking some things like boron and, of course, D3, multivitamins, and a lot of other supplements. But what's your best bunch of stuff to take for?
Well, at the top of my list is vitamin D3.
Pardon me?
Are you on D3?
Yeah, 5,000 a day.
I know you take boron.
Yes.
How much?
Oh, good question.
Well, 9 to 12 milligrams.
9 to 12, okay.
Yes. And
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah. And you use magnesium lotion.
Okay. I have it, and I use it sporadically. I need to get on it.
You need to put it on every day twice. Bone is an appetite. And that's APATITE of calcium and magnesium. And so you need the magnesium lotion, you need the boron, and some kind of standing up, moving around activity.
Yes.
But those.
And you generally don't recommend taking calcium or.
No, definitely don't. If you take adequate D3, you don't need extra calcium, but you need magnesium.
Okay. And that's it, huh?
Yep.
All righty. I've been really researching, and of course, we have algae now that crosses an arm and a leg, and the new.
Well, don't forget the standing up, moving around, just standing in place and bouncing even is excellent.
Uh huh. Okay. Yes. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Hey, blessings. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Right now for Open Line Thursday. And don't forget, nature-blessed tart cherry juice concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. Loaded with antioxidants, lowers your blood pressure, lowers your cholesterol, anti-inflammatory, tastes smashingly good, and the equivalent of 3.75 servings of fruits and vegetables in that one simple little thing. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate in the produce department at real grocery stores. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Dr. Shealy, I have had some trouble with a little bit of a hiatal hernia. I have to press in on my tummy, and it makes a noise, and I can press it down, but it's happening more and more and more. I am following a FODMAP. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. It's a food plan, and it takes a lot of certain kinds of foods out of your system, so I'm following that to the best I can. And I take turmeric, D3, magtine, and a new product for diabetic neuropathy called benfofamine or something like that. But is there anything else you can suggest for that hernia thing? It is, it stays sore a lot, and I'm having a lot of sick with it. I'm sick a lot.
Well, the one thing I could most recommend in your circumstance would be consult with David Schnelle, S-C-H-N-E-L-L-E. David is a body worker, S-C-H-N-E-L-L-E. He's right there on in that Plaza shopping center across from it. And if you look him up, David Schnelle, I don't have his phone number with me, But he is good at physically releasing the, you know, bringing it down with manipulation and showing you some techniques to use.
Okay.
It's certainly worth
a
consultation.
Can you give me that, where he's located again?
Well, it's in Section F in the Plaza Shopping Center across from Plaza Towers.
It's on. Okay.
If you go down Glenstone to Cherokee and turn left, right in there, he's right there.
Cherokee and turn left, and his name is David Schnelly.
Yes. It's called Pathways to Healing is the name of his office.
Pathways to Healing. Okay, that's what I needed to know. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Blessings. 862-9977, 803-750-0056. Jeannie, good afternoon.
Hi, this is Jeannie. And I was wondering, my grandson, who's like 28, has a CMV.
He has what?
He has a virus. CMV, it's a virus.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Acute?
Well, is there anything we can do for that?
How long has he had it?
Several months.
Then the treatment of choice is intravenous vitamin C.
Okay.
Probably 50 grams of vitamin C IV is the treatment of choice.
You mean one?
I'm sorry?
Well, so he would come in, if he were coming, who does that?
We do. That's one that, okay. Well, I've been doing that since 1979.
Okay. And let's see. So is it just one time coming in?
I would think it would take 3 to 5 times.
Oh, 3 to 5. Okay. All right. And that usually takes care of it?
Yes, it can be very effective. And there's some other supplements that we can add to, you know, enhance his immune system, but the foundation is increased vitamin C.
Increased vitamin C. All right. I'll let him know. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Back. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Delighted.
I have tinnitus. I am 66 years old, and I've been using your two air for 4 months now. Unfortunately, it's not helping a lot. What other steps can I take?
You've used air and fire, I presume.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I do not know. There is a company called Ringease, R-I-N-G-E-A-S-E. It's a capsule. I've seen them advertised. I do not know. I have no personal experience with it. But if you look it up on the internet, you can find it. And I think they give you a money-back guarantee.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Hey, let me know if it works. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Celia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just heard part of what you said about pressure in the eye. My eye pressure is too low. And can I use that biofeedback for that to increase it?
What I would do is get a blood test for aldosterone.
Aldosterone
is an adrenal hormone that has to do with the balance of water and potassium in your body. And my suspicion is you're going to find your aldosterone is off balance.
The aldosterone is off?
If it is, if your aldosterone is either high or low, then we can balance it with water bliss.
With water bliss. Okay. All right. Hey, well, go ahead. I'll talk to my eye surgeon about that.
Yeah, just, you know, go down to any lab test now here in Springfield. They can measure it. It's quicker.
Okay, I'll do that then.
And let me know if it's off.
All right, and I'll get that test done.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Valley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have a very thin place on my earlobe to the point where it feels and looks like fish gills. And it becomes quite painful at times. I've had this flared up for about 3 months now, and it came alongside the same time I got a severe cold sinus infection, and I've had some ringing in the ear with it, but it's very painful.
And how irritated does it look?
Well, it's red. And of course, it's not swollen because it's a very thin part of my earlobe there on the top part of the earlobe, not the bottom, but on the top.
Without looking at it, I can't be sure, but I would certainly try Backcountry Naturals Emu Oil. It would be safe for sure. Just give it I'm sorry?
Yes. I have put emu oil on it, and that does seem to relieve the pain for a little bit. It just
But have you done it twice a day?
Okay, twice a day.
A day for several days. If that doesn't make a difference, then I think I'd have to look at it to tell you further.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Dick, good afternoon.
Yes, happy New Year.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, I think once before I heard you say that TMG was good for homocysteine reduction.
That is one of the things, yes, indeed.
And what exactly is homocysteine, and how dangerous is it?
Well, it's an artificial, if you will, abnormal amino acid. In other words, you should be able to convert methionine into creatine, and it gets stuck halfway across. And if it's above 7.5, it causes all kinds of problems, including heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, and cancer.
How about prostate stuff?
If it's benign prostatic hypertrophy, just an enlarged prostate, no. If it was prostate cancer, it could.
Okay. I have a brother-in-law that I mentioned homocysteine to, and he didn't even know what it was, so.
Yeah, it's, most doctors don't pay any attention to it, and the stupid labs, hospitals often say, well, the normal is up to, 14. Well, the evidence is overwhelming. If it's above 7.5, it's dangerous to your health.
Yeah. So what's your major thing for reducing a PSA test?
Oh, PSA. Now, that's a totally different one.
Well, that's okay.
If it's PSA is elevated, then, of course, at the top of the list is salt palmetto or beta-sitosterol.
Okie doke. Fine. Okay, well, hey, listen, that answers my question, and thank you very much for being there.
Well, thank you for calling. Happy New Year. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Brad, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor. My wife is 50 years old, and she is having, in the middle of the night, her ear will literally gush a clear fluid, and by morning, her lower part of her earlobe and that part of her ear will be chapped. No, she's very careful not to get water in her ear when she showers, but this has been an ongoing problem, and it's sporadic. It might happen for two or three nights and then not happen again for a month.
Well, we need to look into her ear. There's something called an otoscope, which is just a little gadget that allows you to look in and see the eardrum and the ear canal. And in this case, I don't know any other way of knowing what's wrong without looking at it.
All right. I'll have her schedule an appointment.
That sounds good. It'd be lovely. Love to do it. That would be a focused appointment, by the way. It doesn't have to be a long one.
Great. Thank you again.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Betty, good afternoon.
Yes. Dr. Shealy, I have what the doctors call tremors, and I heard you talking to a lady one day about that, and I have a pacemaker. So is there anything that I can do my writing is terrible. And so.
I, unfortunately, with a pacemaker, most of the things that we would do are out because we can't use electrical gadgets. And what is your major thing you want to take care of other than the pacemaker?
That's it. It's just the tremors. I have it in my family, my father and two or three other siblings.
Tremors?
I have it, and tremors. I can hardly
work. Ah, now that we can work on. The best thing for that is a combination of earth and crystal bliss. These are essential oils which you put on specific acupuncture points. 100% safe. Can be done.
Earth, give me that again, and you have it there.
Okay, crystal and earth, E-A-R-T-H, bliss, B-L-I-S-S. These are essential oils. It comes with photographs of the points, and just with a roll-on bottle, you just touch it very firmly to each point, and it takes you, once you learn the points, it takes you 30 seconds to do.
Okay.
And it usually will cut the tremor significantly within a week or two.
So should I make an appointment with you to come in, or do you have it at the health food store?
You can get that at Spring Valley or at our clinic, and if you need any help, we'd be happy to see you and show you how to do it.
Okay. All right. But I may just make an appointment and come in.
Yeah, make a focused appointment, and we can put it on for you and show you how to do it.
I'd be perfect.
Thank you.
I will do that.
351-5221.
Okay. Now, wait.
351-5221.
Okay.
Thank you, Betty.
5221. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Blessings. 862-9977-800-375-0056. Sharon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. Two questions. I have a low thyroid, and every so often I get very hoarse, and it's not because my throat is sore, I have a cold or anything like that, but I will just get very hoarse. And I was wondering if you could tell me about that. And also, if you do not have sugar in your urine, does that mean that you're not diabetic, or can you be diabetic?
You certainly can be, and that's the worst test in the world to worry about it in your urine. The only way to find out unequivocally is a hemoglobin A1C. That gives you your average blood sugar over the last 3 months. Most doctors don't do it. They depend upon a fasting blood sugar or the urine, and to me that's a waste of money and time. Hemoglobin A1C will tell you whether you have a problem with pre- or early diabetes. Now, is your thyroid controlled well with medication?
No, not really. The doctor prescribed thyroid medication, but I'm still below normal on my temperature in the mornings, and I have to find a new doctor. I think I mentioned that the last time I called in, because she's left, and so I have to find a new doctor, but I would like to try what you recommend for thyroid.
And that is Armour's Thyroid, A-R-M-O-U-R. It's a prescription, but I prescribe it all the time because it's 10 times better than levothyroxine.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm taking, is the levothyroxine.
Yeah, to me it's a waste of money and time.
Okay. In order to get a prescription from you, would I have to come in and see you?
Yes, I would have to see you. But again, that would be an easy thing for us to set up and work on.
Okay, and what levels, between what levels on the other test on the HCL?
For the hemoglobin A1C? Well, you want to have it...
Or the A1C, I mean.
Yeah, you want it 5.4 or below.
5.4 or below.
Yeah, 5.6 is pre-diabetes.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056, and we'll be right back after this brief break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. One person was rescued from a burning house at Bellcrest in Belmont today. Heavy smoke and flames were coming from above the garage of the home when firefighters arrived. Firefighters searched inside the home and found one person. That person was taken to a hospital. No firefighters were injured. The fire marshal is investigating the cause of the blaze. A boil order has been issued for Newton, Boone, and Searcy counties in northern Arkansas after low water pressure was detected. Ozark Mountain Regional Water Authority officials say pressure is back to near normal levels, but the health department must test samples from each system before the boil order is lifted. And a trial will be held April 20th for a man accused of trying to buy a deadly chemical. Jason Cesar allegedly tried to buy a highly toxic poison over the internet to use as a chemical weapon. Federal agents became aware of his activities during an undercover FBI investigation. He'll be tried in federal court in Jefferson City. For the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Increasing cloudiness. It'll be rather mild this afternoon. High today, 55. Mostly cloudy tonight. A bit of rain, low 39. Clouds and cooler tomorrow, the high 41. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, low 27. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 42. And then clearing on Saturday night, low 29. Sunshine on Sunday, not as cool. The high Sunday at 52. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
Hi, this is Larry Friend, host of the W Factor Show every Thursday at 10 a.m. on KWTO. Our show is sponsored by the Foundation Council of Churches and features interesting guests, organizations that make a big difference in our community. Listen in every Thursday at 10 o'clock for the stimulating Wow Factor Show.
Council of Churches of the Ozarks.
45s, 45s, 45s. I collect and buy old phonograph records from the 1955 through 1970 era. And I especially enjoy buying the little 45s one at a time or by the bunch or the box. I'm mainly looking for early rock and roll 45s, but I also go for some old country western. If you want to sell, call Wayne Glenn at NICSA 417-725-5580. 725-5580. I buy records.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And don't forget, folks, if you are interested in the finest, bestest acupuncturist in the world, it's Dr. Jill at Wellness Concepts Clinic right here in Springfield, 1200 East Walnut. That's not right. Woodhurst, W-O-O-D-H-U-R-S-T, 877-1300 in room R300. And, of course, she has chiropractors, nurses, massage therapists, all kinds of other goodies, as well as the world's finest acupuncture at Wellness Concepts Clinic here in Springfield. And right now, open line Thursday, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. And of course, the premium health food store of the greater Ozarks, the place where I shop and you should too. Located right there on South Glenstone next to FedEx office, loaded with goodies, 30% off on books all year, 30% off on two or three lines of health food products. And of course, they carry all my goodies, Dr. Shealy's five bliss oils, my essentials, youth formula, prostate care, Adam's prostate care, magnesium lotion and spray, and, of course, thousands of other articles. Spring Valley Natural Foods, 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Sandy, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. Excuse me. I have hyperthyroid, and they've got me on methylmazole or something. Does that sound familiar to you?
Methyl what? Folate?
No. Let me read it here. Methylzole something. Let's see. Oh, I had it here in front of me. and one of my points is, nowadays it's like we have to take care of ourselves.
You bet.
It's methimazole, M-E-T-H-I-M-A-Z-O-L-E.
Hmm.
It's for hyperthyroid.
Yeah, I don't know that for hypothyroidism.
Oh, wow. Well, my question is, okay, if I want to take a multi, they've all got iodine and iron in them, and the little bit they have in a multi, is that okay while I'm still being hyperthyroid?
Well, if you're hypo, not hyper.
No, I'm hyper.
Hyper, ah. Well, yeah, you, a little bit, the little bit, is if it's under 1 milligram, if it's, you know, in micrograms, I wouldn't worry about it.
Right, okay, and what about, like, I have the iron stuff in my family with the liver and stuff.
Yeah.
So the iron's in there, too. Is there a recommended dosage for that?
Right. I think, basically, your best bet, if you're not using it already, is to take lots of the broccoli family.
Okay, yeah. you told me that last time. I'm trying. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they have stuff that helps block the thyroid activity.
Okay.
And, of course, here's a place where acupuncture might help. Not with needles, necessarily. Could be done with needles, but you could also do it with the Bliss oils.
Yes, I've done the Bliss oils, yes. And I've started the air one again for... It helps with the ringing in my ear.
Good.
Yeah. And I just wanted to comment on taking care of our own health, doctor. I went and had to the heart doctor and had all kinds of blood work done. I think they took like 10 vials of blood. And they did very, very deep, you know, stuff. But one of them came up, my TSH was 0.01. And do you know they never even told me I should go see anybody for that?
Hmm.
I mean, that's just, I had to take it upon myself to look at my records and see that it was low.
Wow.
And say, okay, I need to have somebody tell me more about this and get more tests.
Well, that's why we exist.
Yeah.
I'm serious. To me, conventional medicine is almost robotic at times.
Yes.
And you need somebody to think and be what I call a real doctor.
Yes, I agree with you. I copied my lab work, took them to my own GP, and he said, well, I don't need these. And I said, well, why not? This is my latest lab work. and told him about the TSH, and then he called me on the phone and said, well, yeah, we better test it. And that's how I came up with the hyperthyroid.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess I can't say what I really think. You know?
I know, and I'm with you on it. I'm with you on it. Just now, an uncle of ours has passed away, and they said it would take like 2 weeks of the care at home, and he passed away within 2 hours after they told him that.
Wow.
So, you know, you just, God rest his soul, you just never know.
Yep.
But I wanted to put that in there about we should start taking, you know, look, read our own lab works, and they don't tell you if it's low or something, and we got to research it ourselves.
Well, that's why I exist, to help people
or call
with those
you.
Kinds
yeah.
of things.
Yeah, we call you.
Good. Thank you, Sandy.
Okay, thank you.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. John, good afternoon.
Yes, Dr. Shaley, this is John Eagle. We've known each other for close to 2 decades.
Right.
You know, the reason I'm calling back is because I told you 2 decades ago when I got hit with that semi, I had five vertebrae in my neck and five in my back, and I spoke to you before about replacing the fluid around my spine, and you said to me that the oxygen chamber would not help, but possibly the ozone machine. Now, is that with a shot, or is that with the actual machine to increase the ozone?
Actually, it's actually with it intravenously. You actually draw out the blood. The first time you only took out, I think it's my 60 cc's of blood. And the second time, you take out 300 and you put in a whole bunch of, I think, 500 cc's of ozone. And then you put that back into the body through an ultraviolet light. And it can do wonders for the body.
Okay. I'm leaving... Atlanta, Georgia, to come up and have you be my doctor. Normally, for the last 30 years, I've let my body be my own doctor, and it's worked out pretty well. But I have the compression from being hit with the semi, not once, but twice.
Wow.
And the three neural surgeons have all advised me that I have no option because it's mechanical, and I don't want anyone putting a knife by my spine.
You know what? I'm with you.
One last question. Our friend Bob Mundy, who introduced me to you to begin with, he told me that you, I've done my homework a little bit on your background, and I know that, you know, we got to be careful with the religious community, because when you tell them that we live in a living, healing machine, some of them take offense. But when I say that we live in a healing body, that it's not so abrasive. But a friend of mine that I think the world of, he said, John, have you ever heard that there are no problems? And I said, well, explain this to me. He said, there's only solutions. And then I added a couple sentences. I said, yes, there's only solutions to the confusion that the adversary creates to try and destroy the creation that God created. And but Bob Mundy told me you have a machine that does three times as much as the Beamer, and I bought one of the first Beamers 19 years ago.
Wow.
And but he just shared me with a little bit on that. Are you presently selling that machine?
Yes, it's called the Shealy Soren Gamma, G-A-M-M-A, P-E-M-F device, and it's on my website. It is excellent for pain, especially. It's also good for circulation and other local problems.
Well, the blood is either the river of death or the river of life, and we have a decision to choose which we want to make it. But it does, your machine sells for one-third of what the Beamer is selling for. And in comparison, and I know it's hard to do this, would you say that it is the equivalent or three times better?
I think it's three times better. Ours is three times better. In fact, I have a local friend who owns a Beamer. He brought it over for me to test, and after seeing what mine does, he bought one of mine.
Well, I've been pretty good. At least I've been told I'm a pretty good marketer because I've only worked 1 year for the other person. I would like to talk to you about taking that to the next level. And but I'm making plans for this new year to spend my time in Springfield, Missouri. And I will call your office and set an appointment for when I head back to Springfield, Missouri.
Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
And thank you so very much. You're a blessing to the world. And I heard the previous caller, and she had made a comment, I think, or maybe she needs to find a real doctor. And maybe she needs to start educating herself. And this is not a put-down, because she's on the right path if she's talking to you.
Thank you so much, John Eagle. Have a good one.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Blessings. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Time for your questions or comments about anything, because it is all related to your health. And, of course, if you want the original holistic clinic in the world, well, the Shealy Soren Wellness Institute. It is the evolution of our work over the last 50-plus years. And we offer all of the safe alternatives. We can control hypertension at least 99.8% of the time without drugs. Anxiety, depression, pain, those are the alternatives best handled with holistic medicine. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Shirley, good afternoon.
Hi. I have a brief question. My husband is on Plavix blood thinner, and they want him to take it every day for the rest of his life. Is there another alternative to that in the supplement?
Is he have auricular fibrillation? Is that the reason he's on it? Do you know why?
It's
No, he's diagnosed with congestive heart failure, but he takes CoQ10, and he's in better health than I am, probably. So I don't know. He's just taking it because, well, okay, backing up, he had open heart surgery 5 years ago.
He had what?
And then open
open heart surgery. Ah, okay. There, I can't be sure without knowing the entire records. It's unlikely that I could wean him off anticoagulants, but there are sometimes some safe alternatives like natokinase and some others, but I would really have to know all of his cardiac records to be sure.
Okay. Now, Dr. Becker, I don't know the abundant or anyway that I listen to, and he's a very reliable source. He said ginkgo biloba would take the place of Plavix.
Well, I can't imagine any use for ginkgo biloba instead of an anticoagulant. It is good for memory, but I don't know of anything related to blood clotting.
Maybe I misunderstood him, but I was okay. So he should continue on the Plavix then, and he's also got bladder cancer, so he was concerned about the bleeding in that because he's had that. And I'm the one that called, and he needs to get in there and do the vitamin C IV, and he's not.
Right. And of course, if he's having bleeding from the bladder, we need to know whether it's coming from the anticoagulant, of course.
Well, I know. And they, like that woman that said, you know, something about doctor, they don't. They just take him off. He's not bleeding now.
He had
two different episodes at the beginning.
I got it.
A month ago, and now not. And I guess his fear is if he takes Plavix, it's coming back. That will start again.
Right.
So that's why I'm calling.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this one's one of those where I have to look at everything to be sure what to suggest.
Sorry. Well, I can understand that then. So ginkgo biloba is not a factor at all then?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, again, we need to, like the other person said, get in there and make an appointment.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you very much, then.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Kenny, good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. I've heard you talk about chromium, I think, for type 2 diabetes.
Yes.
And my question was, and I talked to you before, my kidney function is not quite normal. It's been stable for a long time. I had high blood pressure for years, and I got that kind of under control. So it's been pretty stable. But is chromium, how much could you take having a lower kidney function like that?
Well, 1 milligram a day is adequate.
1 milligram.
And that would be quite safe. That would be quite safe with your kidneys.
Okay. And that would help with the type 2.
Now, there are other things, of course.
What other things would you recommend?
Well, of course, my favorite, I think, is one of three herbs that can help. Fenugreek was at the top of my list. Fenugreek. That's one. Ugreek. Fenugreek.
Okay.
Then there's berberine, berberine.
Yeah, I'm already taking that, and that seems like that has helped.
Well, I might add 1,000 milligrams of fenugreek twice a day.
Okay.
Can be quite safe.
1,000 milligrams, okay.
And if that doesn't work, you can always go to Gymnema sylvestre.
How do you spell that?
Gymnema.
Okay.
400 milligrams, and you'd start with one and gradually can go as high as three.
Well, I've been working on my weight, and I've been exercising more, so I think that's going to help as well. Actually, my A1C did go down.
Good.
Last time I checked, so I'm hoping it'll stay that way.
Yes, that's wonderful. Good on you.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey.
Have a good new year.
And blessings.
Bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056. Jerry, good afternoon.
This is Gary, but I had a question. I had prostate surgery, and I am incontinent since then, and you give me a name of a product to get. And I went to the health food store over there, and they didn't have it. I don't have it with me. It's in the house, but I was wondering where I could get this product that you were telling me. Well, so it might help me.
Was that UVURSI? UVAURSI?
Yeah. UV.
Yeah, we've got it at the clinic. I'm pretty
okay,
sure
where
we.
Where's your clinic at?
The clinic is 2840 East Chestnut Expressway.
Okay. All righty. Got one other question. I've got a brother that's got high blood pressure, has had, and I was just wondering what you had mentioned a couple of times, what a couple of, I know lecithin was one thing that you could take for high blood pressure. What was the other thing that you mentioned?
Well, actually, taurine as a single element, taurine is the best. T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's an, amino acid. T-A-U-R-I-N-E.
Okay.
And
taurine.
T-A-U-R-I-N-E. It's an amino acid. Comes in 1,000 milligram capsules, and I give up to 6 a day for people with hypertension.
6 a day. All righty. That's what I needed to know.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
862-9977-800-375-0056. Claire, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. I was unable to listen to you. I've been having to do errands and didn't get to listen, but I was going to call. I'm glad you're on still. I've been hearing about magnesium, and remember, I'm supposed to be trying to get some magnesium. I've talked to you a couple times about high blood pressure, and it says, everyone's, oh, you should take magnesium, but I think you had said the only way to get it is through Cell Wellness. Am I right? Is there a supplement that you...
Well, if you aren't able to use, for some reason, the magnesium lotion, which is my favorite way of doing it,
mm-hmm.
There is a capsule called magnesium taurate, T-A-U-R-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's 100 milligrams each, and 3 capsules a day of that can work. It takes about twice as long as doing it with a magnesium lotion, but it does work.
I have the magnesium cream and the Cell Wellness. I'm available, the lotion you put on.
Yeah. Well, if you use it twice a day, generally that takes care of the magnesium perfectly.
Okay, because you can't take it by mouth.
Oh, no. Don't take
it. No, I mean, people are saying, supplement.
It's a waste of money unless you take it as much. Orally, the only one I could recommend is magnesium taurate.
Okay. That's T-A-U-R?
A-T-E-T.
I've taken the taurine you were talking about.
Yes.
And it seems to accelerate my energy. Is that possible?
Yes, that is definitely possible.
But then how does that help you bring down your blood pressure?
It helps bring down the blood pressure because it equalizes the electrical system in your body. See, everything in your body is basically electrical. And magnesium and taurine work together to restore the normal electrical system in your cells.
Mm-hmm. So magnesium taurate is the same as the taurine, the amino acid?
Well, it's not as much taurine, but it's magnesium attached to the taurine molecule.
So if you got that magnesium taurate, you'd be solving the taurine, and would you still get the accelerated? Because it feels like
it's highly unlikely that would cause that.
Okay. You don't think the taurine does, though?
Well, I don't think I've never seen it cause an increase in blood pressure, for instance. It lowers blood pressure. I've done that. I mean, I just sent a lady to her winter 2 months in Florida taking just 3,000 milligrams a day of taurine.
Really? I see. Okay. And should that be with meals? Does it matter if
I don't
you
think
eat
it
anything?
Matters.
Do you have to eliminate any certain foods from your diet?
No.
If you're trying to eat whatever you want?
Yep.
Huh. All right. Well, I'm going to give it a shot. I'll see what I can tell you.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for you. and 862-9977, 800-375-0056. Right now, for Open Line Thursday, right here, time to answer your questions about anything related to health. 862-9977, 800-375-0056. James, good afternoon.
James? How are you, sir?
I'm great. What's up?
I'm wondering, what is it about removal of a inflamed pancreas that can cause an OR oopsie daisy that results in a neurological condition?
Well, this is very complex, James, and it sounds to me as if you have a basic immune problem if it's affecting the pancreas to that degree. And that would be, I would really have to look at all of the lab tests and go over all of it before I could make suggestions in that case.
Well, what I'm getting at is they didn't tell me until post-operative, but the pancreas was inflamed.
Right.
Well, so they removed it altogether.
You totally removed. So you're on insulin now, I presume.
Nope.
You have no pancreas, and you don't need insulin? I've never.
Well,
heard.
I just eat. You know, a very little bit trying to get back to work here, and try to walk between the rails, so to speak, as far as remaining healthy. My question is that a valid excuse for like an accidental oopsie doopsie?
I'm afraid I can't answer this. You've got a very, you know, I've never heard of taking out the pancreas for inflammation, but it's possible. I would have to review the records extremely carefully to know, James. That's not something I can answer without all kinds of detail. I'd be happy to go with you in person, but I can't do it on the phone. If you want my opinion, I'd be happy to have you make an appointment and go over it with you. Thank you. And everybody else, Happy New Year.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4343 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4343. Enjoy.
Through the Grapevine is more than just a wine show, Darren.
Bonnie, we talk about wine, we sample wine, we even sell wine.
Ah, but Robert Louis Stevenson said, wine is bottled poetry. So not only do we sample wines,
we enrich our minds.
Join us every Thursday at Brown Derby International Wine Center for Through the Grapevine.
A mind-enriching journey through wine.
Thursdays at 5 p.m. on KWTO AM 560 at 93.3 FM. Can a tree change a life? At Trees for the Future, we believe trees make all the difference in the fight against poverty, hunger, and climate change. Through a proven permaculture method called the Forest Garden Approach, Trees for the Future has positively impacted more than 26,000 farmers and their children. Are you ready to leave a lasting impact on the world? Find out how to plant seeds of hope this season at trees.org/radio. That's trees.org/radio.
Increasing cloudiness. It'll be rather mild this afternoon. High today 55. Mostly cloudy tonight. A bit of rain, low 39. Clouds and cooler tomorrow. The high 41. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, low 27. Saturday partly sunny with a high near 42. And then clearing on Saturday night, low 29. Sunshine on Sunday, not as cool. The high Sunday at 52. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
The Ozarks legendary call.